Thanks for tuning back in to Coffee with the Missionary. This week we're going to be talking about a few things that have happened here in PNG. We made it back safe from Lae. Talked about that a little bit last week. We've also got some exciting news on our new building. Meeting that happened here on the property yesterday and a minister's meeting that we had Friday night. Some upcoming events that we have and just a few things in the life of a missionary. So before we dive into this week's episode, just go grab yourself a nice hot cup of coffee, come back, and we'll dive right in. If you hear some banging and clanging in the background, don't think anything of it. We got some guys out here working. We are building the Conference Center, Bible College, you name it, that's what it is. It's going to be a multi-purpose building, 8,000 square feet for our conferences, for a Bible college, for a training center, for any national event that we may want to have here in Papua New Guinea. It's been in the works for 30 years. Back in 1994, when the Price family came over, everyone was just praying and pleading for a Bible college, and you know, some things happened, time got away. The Barnetts came over with the same vision, and it's all about timing. Sometimes God just has us wait and wait and wait, has the people pray, and then things happen. So if you hear some working in the background, a little bit of noise, I'm in my office, I have the windows closed, but they're out there just going to town with the welding machine and all of that. Sorry for the late post. This is the second week in a row that I've been running a little behind. We just had so much going on. It's not bad things. It's all good things. Today, we woke up and we mocked up the new conference center. And then I got a FaceTime call from my son Daniel back in America and got to talk to him and Brianna and little Rose Lee for about an hour and a half. So I wasn't going to pass that up to stop and record. So you'll just have to excuse me, well, you know, this is going on a little bit late, but it is still Tuesday, and it's still going to be Tuesday when you guys get to hear this in America. So I have my little catch there of the Tune In Tuesday, so this is still going to be launching on Tuesday evening here in Papua New Guinea, Tuesday morning there in the United States, back Eastern Standard Time where we're from. We was able to get some of our rafters done over the past probably 5 days, and we had calculated for about 10 tubes for the entire building. You know, we didn't figure pitches and things like that. We just figured them kind of as a straight piece of metal, and come to find out it's going to take 10 per section for 5 sections, so we're going from 10 to 50. So y'all just be praying, keep that support coming in so we can get some more. We've already hit a pretty big chunk of our budget there, and we want to make sure that we have this ready for our national conference. So if it's God's will, it's God's bill. That's what we always say. So we're just praying and seeking after God that the rest of those finances come through for us to be able to build this conference area, Bible college over here. You know, the Bible says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge, and we're just going to equip, train, and just get as much Bible as we can in people. And with a Bible college, we can do it across the board. We can have several people here at a time, just have more than one, and make sure that we're able to equip these ministers and these men of God as God sees fit. With that being said, on Friday of last week, I actually got to go and do a seminar at Jordan Church for the Western Highlands Province. It was only for ministers and their wives if they had one, and their spouses if they had one. You know, we have some single young men that are involved in ministry, and then we've got a few ladies that are involved in ministry, so I'm not saying anything crazy there whenever I say, you know, wives or spouses. I'm saying, you know, if you're a man, you marry a woman. If you're a woman, you marry a man. So that's just how that goes down. We'll leave that where that is. God created Adam and Eve, so you know where I'm going with that one, guys. Just keep praying, though, that these seminar opportunities keep popping up. I was able to talk to Pastor Charlie this morning about how wonderful it is to be able to slow down and be able to teach. I love to teach, and oftentimes, you know, with us being the missionaries here, whenever we go to a church, it's usually more of an evangelistic type service, so it's more preaching than teaching. And whenever I get the opportunity to spend a couple of days or 3 days somewhere, I'll you know, take a night to teach, and then I'll take a morning to teach, and then I'll take the next night to preach. If it's a 2 day thing, that way we get plenty of teaching and we also get the preaching there. So I just pray that doors keep opening for that. As I said last week, you know, we've got some stuff coming down the pike. We've got the Fiji Conference. My family's excited about that. We get to go down to Fiji for about 15 days. We'll be down there so that we can just share the gospel, preach the national conference there, and get a little bit of R&R, just to be honest. We're going to go down there in a few days. We're just going to kick back, relax, and soak in the sun and you know, get some time in with family, no distractions. And I honestly can't wait for that. You know, we're always running, not complaining, just stating a fact. We always have something going on. So it'll be nice to just go and unwind and just kind of kick back and have a good time. When we get there, we're going to get there on a Wednesday, and then we're going to have about a week just to relax with family. And then after that, we're going to do a crusade and a national conference there. We're excited. Going to talk to Brother Satoki about getting over here. He's our missionary in Fiji. We're going to talk to him about coming over for our national conference here in Papua New Guinea. And we also have Brother George Seo down there in the Solomon Islands. We're going to try to get him here. We're going to invite him to come here and pray that he's able to make that. We also have our three ministers from the United States that I am so excited about. We released their names not too long ago. We have Brother Art Schnitzer coming. He's our church growth coordinator for the ALJC. We also have Brother Chad Erickson. He'll be coming over. He's our Asia Pacific field supervisor. He's also there at Maryville Church. You know, everybody knows Brother Erickson. Can you hear the sound? We used that for our last deputation video, and it was just great. We also have Brother Voskis coming, Brother Jonathan Voskis, pastor down there in Potts Camp, Mississippi. We love Brother Voskis. I was actually with him on the first mission trip that I ever went on. We was in Beirut, and I got to spend some time with him and get to know him a little bit better. And we love Brother Voskis. He'll be coming over. He's our assistant superintendent for the ALJC back there in the United States. And we're just excited to see what God's going to put on these guys' heart to come over and just preach the Word of God, to teach, just to edify the body. I can't wait. I'm excited, if you can't tell. Just all of the things going on here is just blowing my mind. Got a Facebook notification yesterday that in the Jawaka district, we had one soul baptized in Jesus' name yesterday. That's good stuff. Or Sunday, rather. I'm sorry. We had one baptized in Jesus' name. We had our couple seminar on Friday night. Upcoming events, we have the Fiji Conference. We also have a conference in the Shimbu district, which is about an hour, anywhere from 1 to 3 hours away from us, depending on which side of Shimbu that lands on. And then we also have a Momasa conference, which is going to be in Lae. We'll be headed back down there over the next coming months just to preach the Word of God and just to reach out to the lost, the broken, and the weary. You know, God's given me a burden for growth in that particular region, and God's just moving in a mighty way. And so whenever you're praying, just pray for Momasa. That's five provinces under one umbrella. We've got Lae, we've got Ramu, we've got the Sepik, East and West. We've got so many different areas down there that need the gospel. And in that area, we used to have 9 churches, and now we've only got 4. So we definitely need more. We definitely need more, especially in Lae, because Lae, we've got 2 works right now. We've got 1 church, and we have 1 outreach that's happening in a school down there. But it is the second largest city in this country. So we're talking about the second largest place in this entire country, only having two churches there. I don't know about other organizations. I'm not even going to try to guess how many churches there are. But I know under our organization, we only have two there, and we need plenty more. So just pray that God opens some doors there for us to be able to walk through and to just see Him move. We've got some places down there. We've got Madang that really needs a touch from the Lord. It's a pretty bad place right now anyway. A lot of the news coming from Madang is people getting murdered, people getting their heads cut off, all this kind of stuff. And we need God to move there. You know, God can fix anything. God can move in any place. So pray that God opens a door down that way to where we can boldly walk in there and proclaim Jesus Christ as King, Savior, and Lord. Just pray that door opens and we're able to make that trip over there sometime and just be able to do some amazing things and just give God all the glory for it. Some other stuff that we have going on that's upcoming, we have our deputation. If you haven't reach out to Brother Nathan Cannon. He is our deputation coordinator. He does a marvelous job there. I know where we're going to be the first Sunday of October. After that, I don't know. But if you haven't reached out to Brother Cannon, make sure that you do that and get put on our schedule, especially our friends back there in Indiana. If you can't make it on the front end of the schedule, we're going to be there for a little time after deputation. After Christmas time, so maybe the first of the year, hit him up for that. Try to get us in there, or contact me directly if it's after deputation. Just go ahead and hit me up, and if I have anything available, I will let you know. Seeing some great stuff happen throughout the organization here in Papua New Guinea. We've got several of our ministers are just I'm seeing some leaps and some bounds and some. I'm not seeing that much, but this is the good, the bad, and the ugly. We're just going to talk about it. We've had some issues with pastors, as you know, that we've talked about on here, where we've stood nose to nose. I've had problems where pastors didn't have the Holy Ghost, where they had some character things where they just didn't make the cut, right? But God is a forgiving God, and God is a gracious God. So the things that happened there in the past, and that's where we're going to leave them. But I said all that to say this. I got to spend some time yesterday with a pastor from Port Moresby. And if you know the layout of Papua New Guinea, if you've ever been here on a mission trip with either, the Barnetts, or if you've came over and visited, then you know that the first stop is Port Moresby. We've had a couple people come over, and that's the first place you stop. You land in the capital, which is the biggest city in the country, Port Moresby. Where we live is Mount Hogan. It's number 3. So if you know the logistics of this country, once you land at Port Moresby, there is no way to get to Mount Hogan except by plane. You can't drive. You can't. You can't take a bus. You can't take a boat. You got to fly here. So with that being said, that means that these guys from Port Moresby, they had to get a plane ticket, fly up here, and get a return ticket to fly back. And what they done is they came up. I haven't seen them since I've been here. We landed here in March of 2020, and we just hadn't seen. I'm sorry, March 2021, I guess it was. Time gets away from you. I'm telling you. March 2021, we landed, and we haven't seen them since. And I wasn't sure how the church was going. I tried to reach out, no answer, that kind of thing. Well, they came up. I got their updated contact information. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But they also gave me 12 years worth of reports. So come to find out, they've been having some issues with some things in the past, and all of these things had came up, and they just hadn't submitted anything for 12 years. And they came up, and we talked over some things. They're going to be coming back into the organization, Lord willing. And, we're going to interview and do all of the legal side of things and all of that stuff. But they came up and they just wanted to talk and give me their reports and show me where the church was going and things like that. So I'm going to read you a few things here that's happened in Port Moresby over the 12 years, and they've just been doing an awesome job. Sorry about that little hiccup there. For some reason, my audio interface just completely disappeared from my computer. Hopefully the quality stays the same. But, you know, over those years, they have had 40 baptized in Jesus' name. They have had 10 filled with the Holy Ghost, and they're averaging about 80 people. They've had 15 that have received healing in Jesus' name. So there's been some great things happening there. We was able to sit down and talk and have a drink of water, you know, just sit down and relax and let some cool water refresh us. And, you know, it could have went one of two ways, just like anything else. But it was an amazing conversation that we was able to have, and we just thank God for that. We've got quite a few other things, you know, coming up on this coming Sunday. We're going to be in service again at Jordan Church. We're going to be having an ordination service for their pastor. Our home missions director, John Conum, is going to be getting ordained, and we're excited about that. Pastor Charlie's going to preach, and then I'm going to come in behind, and we're going to have an ordination service. So that's very, very exciting stuff. With these conferences and everything else coming up, you know, it's good to just have some time of just, you know, just letting God work and just kind of having some time to study and relax. After that, we've got a Pentecost Sunday coming up, and I'm going to be preaching a combined service for all of the Western Highlands out at Jerusalem Church. Those are just a few of the things we have coming up and a few of the things that have happened. Just pray that God continues to keep his hand upon us, upon these guys out here working on this conference center, and that he just keeps on moving the way that he is here in Papua New Guinea. Even though, you know, it's kind of like everything else. Let's just go with me for a second. I'm just going to share with you and be completely transparent, kind of how it is when you're in the mission field. So just go with me for a second on this weight loss journey that you've just started. You're at the doctor and they tell you you need to lose a little weight, and you know you change your diet and you start going to the gym, you know, walking on treadmills, lifting weights, doing all of this stuff, and you look in the mirror and you see no change, absolutely no change. This goes on for about a month, and every time you go to look in the mirror, there's no change there. Well, the reality of it is, when you go back to the doctor the next month, you've lost 15, 20 pounds, but you can't see it because every single day when you look in the mirror, you see the same thing over and over. And that gradual change that you're seeing doesn't really register because you're used to seeing the same thing time and time again. Well, whenever you look at it that way, and then you look at how things go in the mission field, you see these small changes. And when you see these changes, you don't really recognize them because they're so small that until you notice that they've happened, you know, there's been all of these changes that just kind of had this snowball effect, and then it's like, oh wow, you know, I just seen this great change, and you almost think it was overnight, but the reality of it is, for months and months and months, you've been going to the gym, you've been on the treadmill, you've been lifting weights, you've been doing all of this stuff, and now you're finally at the doctor's office. You weigh in and you realize that you've lost all of this weight. So that's kind of how it is, you know, whenever you're in a missionary role. I mean, leadership roles are all different. Some people may say, well, a leader's a leader's a leader. Well, reality of it is, you know, some leaders lead in different ways than others. Some leaders lead more people than others, some less. I mean, there's so many different variables in leadership that, you know, all leaders go through this where they see things as, man, I'm just beating my head on the wall. And then one day they wake up and are like, wow, it's so amazing to see all of this coming to pass. So on that journey, you know, even with regardless of what it is in life, even if you have something you're wanting to change in your life, just make one small change. And then watch that, and that change will cause another change, and then it's going to have a chain reaction. It's just going to continually grow. So I hope this was encouraging for you today. Again, I apologize that it's so late. I got some plans for some podcasts whenever we get back in the States so that we can have some guests on here that we don't have to hear me ramble for 20 minutes a week. But I think it's good to keep everybody, in the loop and in the know of what's going on here in Papua New Guinea. Our internet connection's not been the greatest lately. I had some interviews set up, but it's just not going to work until they get the infrastructure going a little bit better here. Zoom sometimes does, sometimes it doesn't work, so it's just too intermittent. So I pray that God continually blesses you. Keep on praying for the marshals and all the other missionaries that we have in the field. God bless you. We love you, appreciate you, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to Coffee with a Missionary. Please don't forget to rate, review, subscribe to this podcast, follow us on social media, and go to anchor.com to find out how to support us monthly. God bless.